It's midnight, and you know what that means, don't ya?
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to a very special edition of the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. I'm your host, Kilroy McFadden. I will be guiding you through RAGBRAI 2000, day one. At a big fucking party outside of some bar I don't know the name of. We got the Blues Brothers playing in about a half hour, and we got a wet t-shirt contest coming right up. Been informed that the wet t-shirt contest is taking place underneath of a green tent somewhere. I'm gonna go try and find that. I just saw a man put a press-on tattoo on a woman with his tongue. This could be funner than I thought. My name is Kilroy McFadden. I'm with the One I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Kilroy. And why do you have your dictaphone going?
Because I'm recording a radio show.
You are?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I'm writing a story for an internet website.
Hey, cool. I'm just taking pictures for the internet website. It shows up in waveform. What's your name?
Burn Ballster.
Burn?
Also known as Rico Suave. Sometimes.
Hey, do you know where the wet t-shirt contest is happening at?
There's a wet t-shirt contest?
Oh my god!
I didn't bring a t-shirt!
Dual dictaphones, the guy that sent JP.
Hey! This guy will be
on the website, dude.
He will be on my radio show. Nobody seems to know where it is. I'll keep asking around. What's your name?
Joey.
Joey, do you know where the stage is going to be for this supposed wet t-shirt contest?
I'm hoping it's on the top of the Dice Man's bus.
That's the Dice Man's bus right in front of us? Oh, yeah.
Three man, but I call it Dice Man.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hey, that guy was right. Those chicks are on top of the band, washing up their racks, getting ready to go just for us. I'll be bringing you the action live and on the web. What's your name?
Dan?
Hey, you just identified this fine-looking woman on top of this van with the wet t-shirt as the breakfast woman.
What?
What's the story behind that?
Well, we had breakfast with her 1 year, and see, that's how you relate to everybody, you know?
Okay.
She was the breakfast woman. We ate breakfast with her, and whenever we see her, that's the breakfast woman.
All right.
It was like a year ago or 2 years ago, I don't remember.
I love that.
But she looks great, you know? And she's the breakfast girl, and she's up there.
You bet.
She looks great!
There's apparently not enough enthusiasm with this crowd. They want to yell louder to keep this going. Looks like a lady.
We got two
poll of two contestants in this red t-shirt contest are saying they both win. We've got the Blues Brothers on stage right now. I'm directly behind them. I don't know how good you can hear this. The sound's not actually coming from the stage. That the Blues Brothers is the best blues act to ever come out of Chicago. Now, earlier I heard a dissenting opinion from you. Can you tell me why?
Here's the thing. The Blues Brothers have a long history spanning well over 20 years. When they make appearances in Iowa, it's like none other. None other.
What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, okay.
Kansas City, where they have blues.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, where there's plenty of blues.
Okay, now the Stand By Your Man Act. You didn't like that one either?
I love the Stand By Your Man Act. The best part about Stand By Your Man, we all know that they're supposed to be chicken wire, but these guys hold up to real live bottles and cans flying at them.
Yeah, that's the best.
There's probably less than 9,000 people riding.
Some idiot at the Des Moines Register, I mean, that doesn't really narrow it down, does it?
Come on. They said that there, some dude in the Register said from the health department, there's a rumor has it that there's a party in some town. I'd like to bring the guy along to dispel all the rumors.
So what got you started doing Rag Bri?
I started Rag Bri when I was in eighth grade, and believe it or not, I did it because I wanted to get away from small town Iowa. I lived in a town of 450 people up in Lawler, Iowa. And I did it just to get away, to have some fun. Rag Bri that year was going through Decorah. And we thought, what the hell? We'll just go on Rag Bri and see what comes of it. I didn't know that it was this crazy. And it's grown at least two, sometimes three fold since I started. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's big. I can't believe that Rag Bri is even anything like this. The Register makes it all candy-coated, like it's some sort of sugar candy-coated candy cane or some sort of, I don't know, some sort of a sugar thing. They don't even explain that Rag Bri is the biggest rolling party in Iowa. Rag Bri brings $4 to Iowa during the summer in 1 week than some of these towns have ever seen in an entire year.
See, I was always under the impression that it was like the sour grapes answer to Tour de France, since it's always happening at the same time.
It's not a race.
It's not a race.
It's not a race. Matter of fact, I'll be lucky if I get in town by 11. If I make it to Harden by 11, where do we stay tonight? Rex, where are we at tonight?
Harlan.
If I make it to Harlan by 11 o'clock, count me lucky.
Thank you very much. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Not you.
Ed.
Wait a minute.
I'm standing here with one of the Blues Brothers. There's a woman licking a tattoo onto his chest. Can you tell me about the horrible price of fame?
We have a great time on Rag Bri. It's a blast. Rag Bri's awesome.
You come down here every year?
We've come, this is our seventh year, and this is our final year for the Blues Brothers. We've had a great time. We're going to probably keep DJing, but we will probably won't do the Blues Brothers after this because it's just been too much.
Yeah, you passing it on to anyone?
I don't know. If somebody else will pick up the torch, that'd be great because we'd love to see it. So.
Thank you very much.
Sick man! Yeah, you sick man!
I don't think he wants to admit it. Have a nice time.
As I prepare to leave the fine town of Shelby, I have to wonder to myself, how many of these Rag Briers are going to actually make it to the next town tonight?
Do you think I'm a...
You've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. This is Kilroy McFadden. Good night.